You are now outside the walls of Valderrobles. This neighbourhood was known as La Solana. The town proper first grew from the castle towards the river, and then along either side, making two neighbourhoods. The one located to the east is called Cabo de Villa. There was a wall from the castle running southward which reached the first turret, which was known as Calciner. From that position, you can see the layout of the wall, which was broken in some places to use the stones and in others to build homes. If you go up, you can walk around the back of the castle and church and will reach a landscaped area equipped with picnic tables and platforms for stargazing. Now continue walking down to the Calciner turret and Bergos gateway. Gateways are the most vulnerable part of a wall, so that's why they had defensive turrets.
The turret and gateway were later turned into houses. Outside the gateway has a semicircular arch, but inside it is a diminished arch. Now go through the gateway and keep going straight ahead until you reach the house on the corner of Calle San Roque. Halfway there on the right, you'll see the remains of the niche of the Immaculate Conception. Her wooden image is displayed inside the church. If you'd like to know more about the walls and gateways of Valderrobres, click on the button with the plus symbol.